Nathan Zagura with your crystal clear imaging. Three signs for success in week number 9 as the Cowboys come to town. When the Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott come to town, you can only do one thing, and that is hope to stop the league's leading rusher. Ezekiel Elliott already has 799 yards rushing in 7 games. Trying to stop him should be number one priority for the Cleveland Browns. Elliott's rushed for more than 130 yards in 4 of his last 5 games, and the Browns have given up nearly 500 yards on the ground over the last 2 weeks, but also eliminate big plays in the Dallas pass game. Last week, Dez Bryant averaged over 25 yards a catch, and he is back for the boys, and the Browns have struggled to stop those big vertical passes over the top. Finally, the Browns need to get some chunk plays of their own in the pass game, and the good news is Corey Coleman is back. Coleman has a 40-yard reception in each of his 2 NFL starts and will hope to make it 3 for 3 against the Cowboys. If the Browns can do that, they've got a chance to stop the Cowboys and get their first win on Sunday, and those are your crystal clear imaging 3 signs for success.
Here we go, Cowboys!
Through this first half of the season, he seems to be making more plays than he did last year.
He's done a great job. You know, he's Kirk was one of those guys that came in and wanted to take his game to another level, you know, and I think he's done that. And again, I commend Coach Horton and Johnny Holland, you know, and I think they've done a great job with him. And he is playing at a high level right now. He's made a lot of plays, and that's what we think he can do, and he needs to continue to do that.
After 2 days of practice?
Like him a lot. He's a good player. You know, I think we all know that. You know, those kind of guys, when they're on the field, you know, they kind of raise everybody else's intensity and how you practice, because the guy's, you know, he's a Pro Bowl player. You know, he's been there and done it. And I think our guys like being around him and like practicing with him, like being with him, and now they got to go play with him. So, but he's been fun to watch. I think so. I mean, I think he's a very bright young man, so he's really applying himself to learning exactly what we do and how we do it. So, and I know him and DeMario and him and Christian, all those guys are constantly talking, you know, because I'm sure they want him to be out there with them.
Is he kind of back to where he was before the injury, and what's the next step for him?
I think I'm going to just take the next jump, you know, go play a tremendous game, and we know he's a high-energy guy. He loves being out there, and I think getting that off his hand was huge for him, you know, from a psychological standpoint. So I think now is just, you know, you play free with it. You know how it is. You have a cast on, then you realize, okay, I don't have it. I have a glove. I can use it. I think he's gone through all that process. But I think he feels good now, and hopefully he'll go out and play extremely well.
You always, I know you like to look at stuff through a quarterback a lot. So the question's about massive, but how frustrating is that for a quarterback when you have a guy who's so good at batting those passes?
It's tough because you start looking for him. You know, you start looking for him a little bit, which you shouldn't, because you know the hand's going to come up and it's going to come out of nowhere. You know, so he's done a good job of knocking balls down. Now he needs to go start knocking quarterbacks down. So if he does that, Coach Jackson will be extremely happy.
How much of that is instinctive and how much of that can be taught?
A lot of it is instinctive. You know, some guys just have that ability to do that. And I think he's one of them, but I think it's something we emphasize and probably need to emphasize more, making sure our hands are up. We need to get more batted balls if we can.
When you see the excitement and everything of the Indians and Cavs, and you see LeBron there, you know, and J.R. Smith and all those guys, does it make you even hungrier? I know you're passionate to begin with, but even hungrier to just get this team going?
Absolutely.
In the right direction?
I do. I mean, I want all those people to, you know, have to fight for a ticket to get to our game. You know, I mean that, because we're doing what we're supposed to do, and that's the goal. You know, that's the vision for it all, is to have this be one of the hottest tickets in town. You know, but we got a lot of work to do to get there, and we get that.
Good. How would you say Corey Coleman's gone through the week? Is he catching without any problem?
Yes, he is. He's had a really good week, and I think he's he's full now. He's definitely full go, and did a great job of having a great practice today.
Do you anticipate there being any amount of rust in his game because of a 6-week layoff?
You know, Tony, it could be, you know, obviously, because he hadn't played a lot. If I know Corey, you know, one thing I think the staff, our medical staff and our strength and conditioning staff did a great job of when he wasn't available to catch the ball, we kept him in it quite a bit. I mean, I'd seen him on numerous occasions on the other fields running through the scripts and doing those things. So hopefully it's a faster transition, but obviously we won't know until he plays.